have a terror group on your doorstep.
I think the language you use is loaded, Piers. You say, on your doorstep.
Mm.
Do you know they did a poll of Americans a while back who thought that Palestinians were occupying Israel? When we talk about this stuff, we make it sound like Israel is the one being occupied, besieged. Israel's the one that's occupying the West Bank, Gaza, longest military occupation in the world.
But you always make it sound like they're just doing this for the sake of it. They're not.
What are they doing it for?
Well, they've been provoked by Hezbollah.
Hezbollah didn't exist in 1917,
Okay, I'm talking about the specifics of going on now. Hezbollah's first response to October the 7th was to unleash rockets on Israel.
That's not true.
On October the 8th.
That's it not
is.
True. That's not true.
That is what happened.
Where did they fire the first rocket?
They fired rockets on the 8th.
Where?
Well, you tell me.
No, you just said they fired at Israel. Where?
Well, they fired in the direction of Israel.
Where did they hit? They fired at the Sheba Farms.
You know the answer, tell me.
I do. They fired at the Sheba Farms, which, as I said earlier, is an area of Syria. Well, the Lebanese claim it's Lebanon. Syria claims it's Lebanon. Israel says no, and it's occupying the Sheba Farms. They fired at Israeli military installations in the Sheba Farms.
Firing at an area that Israel says is theirs.
No, Israel doesn't say that. Israel says it's Syria's. Because remember, Piers, Israel is occupying Syria and the West Bank and Gaza. And Lebanon would argue parts of Lebanon. This is the problem, right? The core of the problem is Israel's territorial expansionism.
It's a mess.
Attacks, not a mess. It's Israel occupying multiple Arab lands, which leads to quote-unquote resistance or quote-unquote terrorism, whichever word. I don't care what word you want to use right now. But that is the core.